Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your spiritual kickoff of the week. I'm excited to have you here. Let's dive into the Word. We're going to be in Psalm this week. We're going to be in the book of Psalms. We'll be in the 40th Psalm, looking at one verse only, verse 2. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud, and he set my feet on a rock, making my footsteps firm. Love that verse. Very powerful verse. First thing we need to know, though, guys. Where is Psalms, right? So it's actually the 19th book of the Bible in your Old Testament. I usually find it easiest. I just go to the middle of my Bible, and then I go to the left. You know, just flip to the left. So if you get to Job, you went too far. If you get to Proverbs, just keep going. You're almost there. But this is a psalm from David, okay? And it's a psalm of praise and petition. And we're going to look at today, this little verse here focuses on the praise. Okay. So what do you think of when you envision a pit? Okay. Usually it's dark, cold, wet, scary. When I'm thinking of pits, I'm not thinking fun places, right? It's not somewhere I want to go. Okay. I actually worked in high school and in the early part of college at a service station, this old school service station where you actually pulled up. We had a little thing you run over. The bell used to ring. We'd go out there and we'd actually pump your gas for you, clean your windshield, check the oil, check the tires, all the stuff like that. Only had two pumps. That's all we had. But we would do light mechanic work. And to do that light mechanic work, we had two bays. Now, one bay was we called it the wash bay, but that's where we did all the work, you know, basically, changing tires and stuff on that side. But the first bay had a pit, and this was an old school pit. You know, they have these pits now where the guys lay down on, but this pit, you could actually walk down and stand up underneath a car. I mean, it was a probably 4 foot deep pit, and it had these rails up on the side. But that pit, as a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, all the way up to my early 20s, it was my job many times to clean that pit and to keep it clean. I spent a lot of time down in that pit. You know what? No matter how hard I tried, that pit was always nasty. It just was, because we changed oil. There was lots of oil spots and things like that. I'd come up at the pit and I'd just look terrible. You can ask my mother growing up. I'd come home. My uniform from work was just nasty. I'd get to work. I think I'd just get to work and just get dirty to start with, because I knew it was just going to be dirty doing that type of work. But that's how it is, right? But that pit that I worked at, it had steps and I could come up, right? I could get out. That was a literal pit, guys. That literally was a pit. But often we dig our own figurative pits of destruction. And often we do that by doing things our way. You guys hear me say it all the time. I got this. When you hear yourself saying, I got this, be careful, because you ain't got this. Okay? Because when we tell God I got it and we don't worry about what he wants, the next thing you know, We're going along. We're just doing things the way we want, the way we choose. And you know what? When that happens, we're getting deeper and deeper and deeper into the pit. Then all of a sudden something happens and we look out and we realize we can't get out. Right? If you've seen those scary movies where people get stuck in a pit and they can't climb the walls, and that feeling of stuck is terrorizing. I hate that feeling. I don't like even being in a room where I don't know how to get out of it, right? I just don't like tight spaces. Maybe you guys are that way. But look at the praise David sings out right here, right? He brought me out of the pit of destruction. That's the God we serve. Don't miss this for a second. Now, we have the free will. Yeah, we can dig the pits if we choose to, but if we follow him, he's going to keep us out of the pit in the first place. We need to remember that, guys. So, look, growing up, we had four wheelers. My first car was a truck, the way it should be. Just kidding for all you guys who don't like trucks. But seriously, out back then in the country, we'd go mudding. Okay. Now, if I lost some listeners right now when I said go mudding, just hang with me. Just hang with me. It's okay. But basically, you're just having fun. You're just sliding. You're going in a field. You're just going four wheeling. You're throwing mud everywhere to the point where actually in high school, there was a little mud pit around the side of our school. Your boy here was in the middle of that mud pit having way too much fun. And next thing you know, teacher pops around the corner, yikes, hit the four-wheel drive button, popped up out of that hole, left there pretty doggone scared. Got to school the next day, had an announcement that all the baseball players had to go to the cafeteria. I was the last one there showing up to that meeting because everyone knew that I did it. And next thing you know, we're all in trouble. But luckily, my boys didn't rat me out. So I was able to serve with them. All of us, we did the punishment. Because the point is, though, guys, mud in that pit, when I was just sitting there throwing mud, I was just getting mired down, mired down, mired down. And that mud mires us down. And it makes us hard to walk. And it can wear you out. You know, work your way through the woods one time or through some swamplands, and you're going to find out how in shape or how not in shape you are. You know, I know I got two buddies, so they go hunting in the Midwest, and to prep for it, they work out and they start running months in advance because they know that they're getting ready to put their bodies through some tests. And no matter how stuck we get, you can have the promise from God that he's going to pull you out the mud. Okay. And if he pulls you out the mud, is he going to put you back in some more mud? No. If you got pulled out of quicksand, would they put you into some more quicksand? No, absolutely not. Where does he put us? On the solid ground. On the solid ground. And he says a rock. And guess what, guys? Jesus is the rock. He's a cornerstone. He should be putting all our hope. We should be building all our foundations on him. And I tell you one thing. If we do that and keep the main thing the main thing, you can be confident in your footsteps moving forward. You can. So you have a choice right here. You know, you can choose to do it your way, or you can put your trust in him, guys. And I really hope that you put your trust in him. So you have to remember the work he did, the finishing work he did on the cross. It matters. And it doesn't say here that storms are going to stop coming. But it does say that we can stand firm with him. And that should bring you guys a ton of confidence. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you, you can be the man that he's called you to be. But it's not about us. It's about serving him. It's about serving him. Because those pits of life, they're so real that many times, you see it every day in the news, suicide is what people automatically turn to. They can't take it. I can't take it. And there's got to be an easier way out. They take that. And I'm going to tell you what, they're wrong. They're wrong. And we're going to be digging into this week a real, real conversation around suicide. And we're going to give you guys some encouragement to see there's always hope. There's always hope. So no matter what that picture in, how you feel like you're stuck in the mud, you feel like you can't get out of that destruction. You can't get out of the darkness. It's a lie. because there are seasons of life. And guys, I'll just admit it. There are seasons of life that absolutely suck. I'm not going to even try to lie. You're going to have those times that suck, but you can rest assured that he is ready to make your footsteps firm. He can. You're not going to be able to do this on your own. Those trials are going to come. Remember what I always say. You're either in a trial, you're coming out of one, or you're getting ready to go into one. That's the three stages. So if you're in that trial and you feel like you're right there at the bottom, you can't do it anymore, you just have to remember there's the hope can be found in our Savior Jesus. Turn to him in that moment. Turn to him. Don't keep digging that pit deeper. My wife tells me all the time when I'm saying things I shouldn't be saying with her, put the shovel down. So put the shovel down, guys. Quit digging that hole deeper. Put it down and look up. And he's going to pull you up out of the pit. So guys, the question I want you to think about this week. What are you turning to if you hit rock bottom? Seriously, think about that. What are you going to turn to if you hit rock bottom? Let's say you wake up, all your investments are gone. Something happens to your relationships. They're gone. You just hit that rock bottom. What are you going to turn to? My prayer is that you're not turning to anything in this world, but you're turning straight to the Word, and you're digging in to have that relationship with your Father. It's all about relationship with him. And he wants that relationship with you guys. So guys, if you don't have that relationship with the Father, if you don't have that relationship with Jesus, this is a really, really important decision you need to make. Because your way is not going to cut it. It's not. There's only one way you can do it, and that's putting your faith and hope in our Lordship, Jesus Christ. So first thing you have to do, guys, you have to admit that you're a sinner. You have to admit that you are a sinner. And that's anything that pulls you away from God. Right? And there's not one of us that's not a sinner. Every single one of us is. So actually have that moment of reflection. And yes, I am a sinner. I've fallen short. Then you have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And somehow what he did on that cross accounted for you, right? For you. When Jesus was hanging there, he was thinking of you. So as the Son of God, he paid the ultimate penalty for our sins. But did he stay dead? No. 3 days later, he rose. And right now, he sits at the right hand of the Father. No one gets to heaven except through him. He is it. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Guys, it is it. You have to put him as your Lord and confess him as your Lord. And not just as your teacher, as your Lord. So if you've done that, if you admit that you're a sinner, you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you confess him as Lord, guess what, guys? That moment, you're saved. You have the Holy Spirit that has dwelt within. We call it the lion within. Right here. It's in your heart. Your eyes are now open. Right? And now you're ready for the battle. Now, if you just did this, you're a baby. You're a baby Christian. You may be in your 40s or your 50s or even your 60s. It doesn't matter. You're a baby. Guess what? You can become a warrior. You got to put in the work, and we're here to help you. We're here to help serve you to get to that warrior part. So send us an email, support@thelionwithin.us. That's support@thelionwithin.us. Let us know you just accepted Christ as your Savior. I want to send you some resources. I just want to have a phone call, have a conversation just to say, hey, welcome to the brotherhood. And I want to start prepping you with some scriptures that are going to help you get ready to fight the battle that you're going to fight because you're in a battle. And you need to have some it is written ready so that you can go fight the fight and be ready. All right. So guys, if you enjoy these spiritual kickoffs, first of all, thank you. Thank you for listening to them. We do a spiritual kickoff every day of the week, Monday through Friday, in our Align Within Us community. I go live every morning, prayerfully, good Lord willing, and we share the word. We study the scripture, and I just give a spiritual kickoff to get the guys going. So that's one thing that you could get within our community, a daily spiritual kickoff. Not to mention your Ask Me Anything, where we'll connect you directly with our guests. Well, you get our monthly challenges that are going to push you to be the leader God intends you to be, usually in areas of health, wealth, marriage, whatever it is. We're always pushing each other. our lion lunches every week, our Bible studies every week, our forums, our groups, guys, masterminds. It's wide open. It's real. It's raw. It's vulnerable. It's truth. Check out thelionwithin.us. Start your 30-day free trial. You got nothing to lose. See if it serves you. You want to grow your Christian walk. I get it. We are not trying to be a replacement for church. But we definitely are a supplement that can help you make your church group even stronger. Check out our Bible study. We have two courses in there, one around personal finance, one around Christian leadership. I guarantee you guys, if you just lean in and try it out and see and actually show up the real you, leave the fake you at home and show up the real you, you will have resources. You will create relationships and meaningful connections with men that will help you grow your Christian walk. So guys, I encourage you to check it out. Again, it's thelionwithin.us. Hope to see you there. To connect with me directly there. Give us a rating, write a review. All that stuff makes a big impact, guys, for sure. And don't forget, whatever you do, keep God, keep His word the main thing. Always, every day is a day you should be spending some time with your Father. So, guys, I pray this one serves you well. Get after it. Have a great one. Come back on Wednesday. You do not want to miss this conversation. I'm telling you, it's one of the most impactful ones we've had. It was very heartfelt. It was a lot of tears. But it was truth. And guys, I know that's what you're searching for. So get after it. Have a great day. Unleash the lion within. Guys, I hear all the time how we are isolated. We're alone. We don't feel like we have anybody we can talk to. And I'm here to tell you, we took action. The lion within us, we started a community. And that thing is awesome. We have events happening all the time. And more importantly, we have guys connecting with each other every day. And I'm talking about we're building meaningful relationships, serving each other, accountability, growth. And I know that's what you're looking for. And it's done, guys, all within the community itself. Every week we have lion lunches. We have Bible studies. We have Ask Me Anything events. We have things, resources that we have built to serve you, to help you be the leader God intends you to be. We're offering right now a 30-day free trial. Jump in, check it out for a month. Come to some events, see what it's like. See if it serves you well. You have nothing to lose at this point. Check it out. I guarantee you guys, once you get in, you're going to find the resources that you need to help you keep growing. Just that encouragement. Sometimes you just need that fellow brother coming alongside. It's just going to be there and say, I got you, bro. And that's what we got. We had that and so much more. So go to thelionwithin.us. Click on get a 30-day free trial and start today. And guys, I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.